Okay. Oh, good evening, everyone. Thank you again for the shul. Really much for inviting me on again. I'll share the result about this time of the summer. The as we stand right now within the 9 days, and we like to pick a topic, give us a halacha and practical aspects as well. But we are before Tisha B'av as it stands right now to be a Yom HaVeil. So now it's also a time of introspection, Tikkun HaMidos, and looking at the way that we act, and specifically the way that we speak about one another. And I want to talk about a somewhat well-known but misunderstood concept in the area of Shkirt Malachim. It is so misunderstood that seemingly the Chafetz Chaim is very quiet about this concept, which is the Chafetz Chaim would be very verbal at the top of the song. So I'll talk about the end why perhaps the Chafetz Chaim is so quiet about it. But we have here a premise of this concept in the Shmiras HaLashon of Chafetz Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Shara Zechira, and he's basing this on a Medrash Socha, the Medrash on Tehillah. Borei, come and see, O Kama, brother Ona, Sha'avon, Hamar, Zer, come and see how great is the punishment for this bitter sin. Shubadibre, Lashon Haru, Lachila, Shum, Adabah, Huma, Abedis, Ma, Betar, Shish, Biyada. That was a little bit of Lashon Haru, Lachilas, that a person speaks, you will lose the little bit of Torah that you have. Shizel, Lashon Haru, Medrash Socha, Tov, Mizmur, Yundei. This is the language of the Medrash on Perek 52. It quotes a Perek, it quotes a Patek in Koheles. Al titenis pichal atias b'sharava. Don't allow your mouth to sin. V'damer lashon hara. This is talking about lashon hara. Lama yitzof elohim al kolecha. Watch your Hashem set at your voice. Al oso hakol shal zeisi b'picha v'amart lashon hara al chamerecha. That Hashem will be bothered by your voice that was used to speak lashon hara against your neighbor and your friend. Mechidos masle adatah says the pasuk, it will destroy you. If you speak lashon hara, says the Medrash, the Torah that you learn, the daf yomi and Allah the kavur and the mishabur and all those things you go to, says the Medrash, the lashon hara can ruin all of that Torah that you learn. Upashin the kavanas and Medrash is the chavis chayim. The simple understanding of Medrash Shlishi Chasu Aspar Makadoshim, the name of the holy books. Shemeshim Kabbal Lashon Hara. Everyone who speaks Lashon Hara about his friend, who quoting Shinov the Nihadu Zechuyosav Shas Aranta Menos Machaveh. It will cause that any Zechuyos that you have will be taken now and will be given to your friend. That any Torah Mitzvah Chasu that you do, and you speak Lashon Hara about that person, says the Chafetz Chaim, Hashem will go into your Excel sheet in Shemayim. He will take the mitzvahs that you did, and he will pull it out, and he will cut and copy it and paste it into somebody else's reciprocal. So similar, he says in Shemayim, Lashon Hara with Beis. Ksiv in Mishlei, it says, Yesh B'sas V'Vein Kol. Yesh L'Chadim is a person who shows in Tumim, Mitzvah, Shemayim, and Tumim. A person does constantly mitzvahs and he does good deeds. But he speaks Lashon Hara. When he comes to the next world, he will see Sheilamu, he will not have anything. All of the things that he plans for, right? In this world, what are we doing? We're planting, we're building up Rachel Gan Eden. Right, we're planting seeds, we're putting bricks in, we're preparing our Gan Eden with our actions in this world. But when you get there, says the Chafetz Chaim, you'll notice that your house will not be built. But it'll be covered with thorns and thistles. You will not see any of the beautiful fruit that you planted with your mitzvahs in this world. And that which we say at the end of Davin, Elokai Hashem, that Sor Lashoni Meira, protect my mouth from bad. V'achakap Anu V'akshon, how we say, Sach Libi V'sora Secha. Di Lav Hachi in Atol Hashemus Kepun. Because without guarding your mouth, says the Chafetz Chaim, then all of that Torah will be for naught. And that's why we begin the section of Elokai, that Sor Lashoni Meira, with the section about davening and bar speech, because all the other things we're going to ask for in the last section of Shemitzrei are going to be irrelevant if you don't watch your mouth and you destroy other people with your words. Now, the Chofetz Chaim goes on the quote of Zohar, says that Ruach HaTovah, that it takes your speech and it ruins all the tefillos. They're not accepted. It quotes a lot of scary czars like that. But now let's really see the main course of the night, and that is the Chovos Halavos. Chovos Halavos, Rabbi Ben Abakud and Barkud, the famous, one of the first book of Musar that we have written by the Rishonim around 1,000 years ago. Chovos Halavos contains all of the most important foundations of Jewish thought, Machshava, how a Jew thinks, believes, acts, and talks. Listen to what the Baal Chovos Halavos writes in the Shara Kniya, the end of Perek Zayin. One of the Hasidim would say, not Hasidim but the best, meaning pious people who lived 1,000 years ago. Many people will come to the day of their accounting. They will show them their actions. They're going to open up your book and they're going to see on your account good deeds that you did not do. They're going to say, ah, the very look, the time when you came and you saved that child from the burning building, right? And then you went and you gave $500,000 to the yeshiva. Wow, you're amazing. And what is Ravel going to say? Baruch Baruch, I think we have a mistake here. Because I did not save a child from the burning building, and I definitely did not give $1,000, $500,000 to that yeshiva. But Yomru, lo asur asam, but we didn't do it. Yomru lahem, asay alasam, asher damar abachem, the seeker of yusma. Do you know who gave $500,000 to the yeshiva and saved a child from the burning building? The guy who spoke Lashon Hara about you. But because he spoke Lashon Hara about you, we took his mitzvos, the chovos halavos, and we put it on your account. And the guy who spoke Lashon Hara is going to go to look at all the pages of Tzuchuyot that he in this world. And the Gvir, who gave $500 to Yeshiva, and he says, wait, whoa, before you send me downstairs, not upstairs, what about all that money I gave to Yeshiva's colonial money? And Hashem will say, that was very nice, but you know what? You spoke Lashon Hara about the guy. So now, he has the money that you gave to Yeshiva's colonial money. And he quotes a passage in Tehillim. Now, on the Chovos Halavos, there is a Midrash called the Pas Lechem. The Pas Lechem says that the Goyim verbally attacked Klal Yisrael, and this is essentially an attack on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So David asks that the sins of Klal Yisrael can be transferred to the Goyim, and they should be punished. That's the pasuk says. Beheishim v'shcheinenu shibasan alvekam cherp Hashem echarpuch Hashem. Return to them what they did to us. Then the Chavos Havava says, "I'll go bow to the line." Listen to this. He says, "Bar Namar al Echad min haChasidim." That is told about one of the great pious people, Shizichru Osel Lara, that somebody defamed him and spoke terribly about him in public. Bekevan shiyu hadaber, and when the Chassid found out that the guy defamed him publicly, Shalach the Madamber Bo, Klimale Mizimras Arzo. He sent him a beautiful basket. Your best Shalach Manas you could think of, the time said. A very, very fresh basket filled with stuff. But custom luck. And the note said, Yani Shishalach Fi Mincha, this is a gift for you, Mizchosecha, the Gamalte Dolazat. Because you have given me all your Zuchos and all Mamba, so here is a gift basket with a gift that you gave me in all of Abba. Wow. Akan Dibre, the Chovos Halavos. The Magid Meisharim, we know Rabbi Yosef Karo, the author of the Beis Ezra Shulchan Aruch, he had a Magid, he had a something like a Malach that came along with him. And the Magid Meisharim writes in Parshas Vayakel that if someone speaks Lashon Hara about the speaker, the Zechuyos are removed and given to the subjects who were spoken about. And says the Beis Yosef, this is MS V'yatsin. It's 100% MS asking halacha l'maisa that if people were aware of this, they would rejoice when people spoke Lashon Hara about you. You would be happy when you found that somebody defamed you, because you know what you'd be happy about? You're like all those chuyos, and they took my averos, and they'd be giving free gold and silver if somebody speaks Lashon Hara about you. This is repeated also in the Orchos Tzadikim, in the Shara Hanava, as a reason not to be upset when someone speaks Lashon Hara about you. There's a beautiful shot of the Panamiros. Panamiros, which is a sefer ha'atshas and shulis and halacha. He has a sefer on chumash called katnos or. He writes parshas chayisara, the shame of Rabbi Yishaya, who says that Tehillim Samach test as follows: Yasiyachu bi yoshave shar. They talk about me those who sit at the gate, and the sefer chasidim says that if you speak lashahara, then your zechus go to the subject. But David Amal complained. David Amal complained. Who are the people that speak lashon hara about me? The Yoshvei Shah, the people who are vatal. They don't do anything. Says David Amal to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, if someone's going to speak lashon hara about me, at least it should be a guy who has the shnak mitzvah so that I can take from him. But the people who speak lashon hara about me are the people who are Yoshvei the vatal. They don't do anything. At least it should be somebody who's chashuv, who has something good that I can take from them. That's how far this concept goes, which obviously is going to raise a number of significant questions in a moment. Now, the Chabad Chaim Mishnah Salach mentions the Chabad Chalabav a number of times. Tehil Gal Shara Zechir Per Gimel. He cites also as well Rav Rafal of Hamburg. You know who Rafal of Hamburg is? Anybody know? Rafal of Hamburg lived in the days of the Vilna Gaon, who's the Rav of Hamburg. He was one of the biggest Tanei Chacham and Tzaddikim of the generation. He also at that time was against Hasidus at its foundation. He didn't want to write on the Chayav against the Baal HaTam. He had certain reasons, whatever it is. But nevertheless, he was one of the great leaders at that time. So the Chabad Chaim quotes from Rafal of Hamburg, who brings the Pasuk in Tehillim Perek Lamed Daled, Mi Yishah Chabad Chaim, Yotzor L'Shonach Meirah, right? It's a song, but it's also a Pasuk in Tehillim, right? So it says over there that if you want an eternal life, you have to watch your speech. And he says that if you want to have an eternal life, you watch your speech. Because if you don't watch your speech, says the Chofetz Chaim, then you're going to lose everything. You're not going to have an Olam HaNisli. Shmir HaShol Lashon Chelet Beis, he speaks about the Rasha, makes fun of the Tzaddik, and it causes design to the speaker, and that's such a personal lose. There's a Chuvah to the Lashon Hara, and he quotes the Gemara Chagiga, Da Tes Vav. Listen to the Gemara you have in front of you. Zochot Tzaddik, not Al Chelka. If he merits it by becoming a Tzaddik, so he'll take his portion, and the portion of a Russia who could have been in Gan Eden as well. This high of Russia says in the Bible. But if you turn out to be a Russia and you become wicked, then he takes his portion and also the portion of his friend who's going to be in Gehenna as well. So says the Chofetz Chaim, we see from here, it's very clear that you're allowed to get and switch and take the zechuyos or the averus of a person who speaks lashon hara about you. He writes in Shmiras Lashon Chayim Beis and Paraches that in the Yom Hadid, the person will be fearful and forget his name and not be able to answer the Beis and Shemayel. For that reason, what do we have a minute to do? What's the minute? The what? The pasuk with your name in Shmiras Esrei. The why? Because for Yom Hadid, it will be so overwhelming that you're going to forget your name. When they ask what your name is, and therefore if you remember a pasuk, they'll tell me your name. The pasuk with your asks the relevant question. Wait, I'm gonna remember a pasuk in like the middle of Daniel, but I'm not gonna remember my name. It's a funny thing. So the Talmud Rishon says, he says, because when you learn Torah, it's chokok al libecha. It's ingrained in your heart. So that is gonna deal with you forever. Your name, okay, your name and name. You're gonna forget that, but the Amos Yom HaDin, when you're showing the Torah. But the Torah that you learned is in your neshama forever. So you're going to remember that pasuk, it'll jog your memory, and it will help you on that day. Nevertheless, ask the Chofetz Chaim, why would I forget my name? Only because of the fear of the Yom HaDin? So then listen to what the Chofetz Chaim says. He says, because when a person speaks Lashon Hara about Reuven, then the averus that Reuven did are now attributed to the Baal Lashon Hara in Shemayim. And therefore, when the Baal Lashon Hara stands before the Beis Mishamala, and they say that he did these sins ascribed to Reuven, he's going to protest and he's going to say, but I didn't do these things. I didn't commit these averos. And all because he's not aware that he gets the averos of Reuven. And then he'll become confused. And maybe he'll think, maybe I am Reuven because it says that I did all these things, even though I didn't. And therefore, the Chofetz Chaim says, when you say the pasuk, it will help you because you're going to forget that who you are because you're not going to understand why this guy has all your mitzvos and you have all his averos. And then the Chofetz Chaim says, we stay here because of the section of Elokai in Tzor Loshamira. We should remind ourselves what's going to be the Yom HaDin, says the Chofetz Chaim, when we end up switching mitzvahs and averos, or to protect ourselves by being careful in Shmir Salosh. And everything I just said for the last 14 minutes was Agda. That was only to set up the premise that we have such a concept in all of the Sifrei Machshava, Sifrei Halacha, that's what happens. The mitzvahs and averos switch when you speak Lashon Hara about somebody. But now we have a problem. Why does this happen? Is not a coming Shabbat who sorts and impalo, he called the Racha Mishpah, Kel, Munav, Enal, Belu, Sadiq, Vyasharu. Is that fair? Why is that fair, coming Shabbat? I spent my life in Tzaka and doing festivity, keep from the aim, and I did Shalach HaKan, and I wave Lulu and Shofar and all these different things. And why is that fair? Because I spoke with Lashon Hara that this Shmo should get all my stuff. Why is that Mishpah? Why is that justice? What's the mechanism of why we should be okay? So we're going to present three mahalchim in why and how this works. The first is in the realm of Mita Keneged Mita. Rav Dessler, in the Mechtel Yo, now not in the Mechtel Yo that you have in your bookshelves, not that Mechtel Yo. After Rav Dessler was Nifter, they started publishing Mechtel Yo in one volume at a time, but there are subsequently other notes from Talmidim that were published afterwards, in other versions of Neftam Eliyahu. Neftam Eliyahu on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. Listen to what Rav Dessler says. HaRosh Shebegazlanim Hu Shemavakesh Lahasid Ratzios Chaber Mibli Shuyana. The Gazlan, the Ra, the evil of the Gazlan, is when he wants to cause a loss to the other person, when even I don't gain anything. Behind me, Baal Hashanah. That's a Baal Hashanah. A Baal Hashanah gets nothing from it. He doesn't gain financially. Exactly. He's a rusher because he's like a snake. He just bites and he doesn't get anything from it. So he quotes the Chavos of Abamos. Shechaveru Zochem Ben Desosu Nishpa Al Averu Chaveru. Behind me, Kionish Mida Ben Mida Chesu Dessler. Shikashem Shabi Kesh Lahamsu Gratos Chaveru. You wanted to destroy your friend. So then you are going to be destroyed. So that's what Dessler said. You came to destroy, to pillage, to uproot, to burn this person to the ground. So it's there for me to connect with Nida. You'll get the same in return. We're going to lose everything as well. But Dessler is a Talmud, Reb Chaim Freeland, who would take over the position of Mashkiach and Panovich after Dessler was Nechter, and Rechaim Freeland Freeland would become a Mashkiach soon afterwards. So he writes in the Sifsei Chaim and Midos Chelagal, and he quotes from Dessler as well, that a person who speaks Lashon Hara wanted to lift himself up by stepping on another person and lowering him, and connected this, the friend will be raised up and made greater on the account of the speaker of the Lashon Hara as well. The Kashuk of Ragon writes, the Gemara says in the Kedushim, Tov Shibarofim, like Gehenna, right? The best of doctors, anybody here a doctor? No. Okay? The best of doctors go to Gehenna. So says the Kutler of Ragon, what does that mean? Toshro to Gehenna. Who's the best doctor? The guy who clears out your averus from your account and makes you into a tzad, right? Because he speaks Lashon Hara about you. He's the doctor who's going to make you better. And where is he going? He's going to Gehenna. So the best doctor is the one who's going to go to Gehenna because he cleared out your account and he left you only with mitzvahs and no averus. The Darash Javid. Darash Javid is Rodavid Hofstadter, the Nasi of Dirshka. So he has a Sefer on Chumash. So he writes in Parshas Tazria Mitzvara, Vishem Rav Simcha Wasser, who explained Yusham in Chagigas Chalet, Kol HaNeskabed B'Kolon Chavero, Eim Ochal, Eim Ochel Golom Hava. One who speaks negatively about his friend, as Ochel Golom Hava, says Rav Simcha Wasserman, it doesn't mean that the person attains honor based on his friend's downfall. What it means is he attains honor by being mevaza and disgracing and lowering another person. And such a person who is mevaza and disgraced another person, that person has no chelik in Olam Haba because he gave it up through his Lashon Hara. That's approach number one. Approach number two is that we don't really know. Chuvas King and Torah, chelik beis, simen men beis. He said he's discussing the topic of whether you can sell Zechuyos Olam Haba, that's a big sugya in the Rishonim and the Postim as well. Whether one is able to sell the Olam Haba, the short answer is no, you can't. But within that discussion, says the Chumash King Torah, that the Chovos Olavavos cannot tell us one way or another. That says the Chumash King Torah, because this is all Dinei Shamayim. It's something that's above our pay grade. It works because it works. It's something in the Olamos Elyon. We don't understand why this is the case, but it doesn't teach us about the ability, whether we can or cannot sell stuff. So again, he's number two is it just works because this is God bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The third approach of why this works is from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer, Justice Chassam Sofer, Chelek Beis, Drush, for Shavuos, Tav Kuf, Sadi, Zion, that's 1837. He says as follows. He says, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Ein Adam Ol Legedula, Ala In Kein Mochlin Al Kol Adonos, the person cannot attain a position of greatness unless he has the Chilas Avodos, unless he is forgiven for his sins. Now the reason is that the minug is that the tzibor speaks lashon hara about the leader. That's the minug. The minug of Israel is that whoever becomes a leader, whoever becomes in charge, whoever becomes a public figure, the minug is, says the Chassam Sofer, that people speak lashon hara about such a person. And all the agderos is the leadership pass on to the people speak lashon hara, and therefore the leadership receives the chilas avonos, says the Chassam Sofer. And therefore that's what the Gemara means. He's ola legedula. When he becomes great, he receives the chilas avonos. Why? Because when he becomes great, people know that he's an askan, he's a greer, he's a roshi, whatever it is. Now people want to trash him, which is the minute, unfortunately. And through doing so, he's over the gedula, and he gets the chilas avonos says with Sam Sofer. This is what David HaMelech means when he says in Tehillim Perek Beis, Sovev Rishon Yisalcho, Krum Zulos Lebnei Adam, that everyone is punished when they speak about the one who's appointed to leadership in the Jewish community. So again, says of some sofer, he's number three. Oh, it works because this person attains a position of power, and now people are going to unfortunately trash him. Now, what are the parameters? We explain why it may work. What are the parameters of how much everything can transfer? Only some things. How much of the percentage? Only mitzvahs, only averos. What are the rules over here? Now, we have a three-way machlokas over here regarding how the mitzvos transfer. One shita, which is the sum's over, seems to say that all of your mitzvos, when you speak Lashon about Reuben, transfer to Reuben. And the chidas is the same thing that Rosh David, Parshas Tetzvi of the Sorah. He says that a person can learn into mitzvos, but if he speaks Lashon Hara, he'll finally go Salam Hama. He will not see any of the good that he did because of Lashon Hara, because the other person will have it. And then they also founded the Rebbe of Hamburg, like the Sefer Lot. They write in the Sefer Zeichot Tzadik, are the last two drashos that Rebbe of Hamburg gave while he was in Hamburg before he was a mentor. They recorded them in the Sefer. So Rebbe of Hamburg said that in his last drasha, that with one moment of speech, you can lose all your zechuyos. Your entire life can be wasted, and you can carry a heavy burden of affairs you never knew about. So again, he seems to say, says the Rebbe of Hamburg, all of the mitzvahs travels over to somebody else. Says the Shmiras HaLachdom, cites the Kabbalah of Babos, and he cites the Rebbe of Hamburg as well. The second shita is that some of it goes. Rav Shlomo Rasa writes in the country Shmiras HaLachdom, okay? He says, from the language of the Orchot Tzadikim, which you didn't bring inside, but the Orchot Tzadikim says, Mi Zuchuyo Sav. From his Zechuyos stretch, which means that not all of them, he says. Some of them goes. And that also seems to be in the Lashon of the Magid, Meisharim. So he says that some of his Zechuyos go, but not all of them. Writes Reb Dester, Mechtam Elio, Chelim Dach. The regular Mechtam Elio that you might have in your house, you can look it up. Chelim Talib, page 213, page 214. Listen to this. Before I tell you what he says, The editor of the Mechtam Elio was Rav Chaim Friedlander, also Rav Aryeh Carmel, who had gone to become a distinguished Rav in London as well. He learned by Rav Dessler when he was a boy. Rav Dessler ends up in London during World War I, because of the war. And at that time, he needed to make a parnasa. He was the rabbi of the shul, but he didn't like it at all. And he then, to make a parnasa, he tutored children from wealthy families who wanted a better Jewish education. The Sassoon family, which is a major wealthy British family, they were taught by Rav Dessler. And the young Rav Aryeh Carmel also would become a Talmud Rav Dessler. He would go on to become the editor of Mechtam Elio. So the editors write that for many years Rav Dessler was bothered by the practical implications of this Maimer, the Chos Lavavos, that the Mitzvos and Averos And so it bothered him for a long time, which, again, I would hope that we're all bothered by this. It's a very stark, a very unsettling statement that one can lose all their mitzvahs and gain averos in speaking Lashon Hara. Until he came to the following. The rest are very much held of this beer that we're going to share. The mitzvah Eliyahu says, that when Reuven speaks Lashon Hara about Shimon, it increases the zechuyos of Shimon. Why? Because Shimon was hurt because of the mitzvahs of Reuven. What does that mean? Lashon Hara is more accepted when it comes from a person who's lowly or a person who's Beit Chasha. What's a better Lashon Hara? What's a more Geshmak Lashon Hara? Which was better? What's better? When it comes from a Chasha person, right? If someone who's very Chasha tells you Lashon Hara, that's just Lashon, right? That's Lashon Hara you want. It's you're walking in the store and some bum comes up to you and says, oh, by the way, I heard so about time. I'm like, thank you very much. I want to talk to you. Have a good day. That's not interesting to you. The more Chasha the person is, the more mitzvahs, the better the person is that he shared Lashon Hara says with Dessler, that's a more Chasha of Lashon Hara. And therefore, in this case, the mitzvahs of Reuven go to Shimon because it was the mitzvahs of Reuven. It was the Shem Tov. It was the goodness that Reuven had attained through his mitzvahs, his personality, his being a nice guy. That's what carried the weight of his Lashon Hara, says Reb Dessler. And therefore, since Reuven used his good credit in order to harm Shimon, because without his Shem Tov, and without his mitzvos, nobody would care what he has to say. But because he used his Shem Tov and he used his credit, his mitzvos, that built up the person he was to destroy Shimon, so therefore Hashem will take that away from him and transfer over to Shimon. That is a beautiful chat. That makes sense. The punishment is because he used his mitzvos to harm another person, says Reb Dessler. And therefore, only the mitzvos that he did that turned him into the person that he became. The guy gave a lot of money to the yeshiva. The guy's on Hatzalah. Whatever mitzvahs he does that made him a very respected person, and therefore, in turn, that Shem Tov allowed him to hurt another person, those mitzvahs are what go to the subject, says Reb Dessler. That is a very good shot. It's a really sharp shot about the mitzvahs. Now, let's talk about the other
ones.
Okay, here we go. Okay, very good. Always better to be an honest. Good. Now, what that was about the mitzvah stretch. What about the Averos? How does it work that the Averos go over to the person who was spoken about? So again, based on the Sam Sofer and all the other people who follow that line seem to go on all the Averos, and Rubenfeld, Hamburg, and the Shmissa Lashon as well. The Sefer Mishpat said that on Tehillim. So he says it goes according to the speaker of the Sefer. He says it cannot be. It is impossible that a person will lose all of his mitzvos. A person will get cleared out all of his averos. If somebody speaks Lashon Hara about him because of that event, it can't be, he says. And therefore, he says it depends on the subject of Lashon Hara, the situation. Kaldeo Suyodein, Eif Lishkoli says, Hashem knows how to work it out. Meaning, you don't know what it is. You're not going to get a text or a WhatsApp that's going to tell you, you know, as of today, your balance is minus 50. But yeah, Hashem will work it out, and it'll make sure each person gets the way they're supposed to go at the end of the day. Shmiras Lashon Rice and Shar Asachira, Yem Mamulates Murasam Babanos Rambim, Meitsum Shalakach Mikol Echad Lafi Erech Habizayon Batima. It goes according to the quality of how much you were disgraced, right? If somebody goes over to Reuven, goes to Shimon and says, oh, by the way, I want to let you know that Chaim has very messy handwriting. So then, okay. It's hard to measure how ruined Chaim's life is going to be. But if you said something much worse than that, so then in that case, that's going to be something that's going to take. I mean, it depends on the quality, the nature, the subject, and the speed of the Lashon Hara. Now, the Chavetz Chaim writes in Shmir Chalachim Pei Beis that the Rasha takes the Averus that the Tzaddik did because the Rasha made the life of the Tzaddik difficult. And it's a very small case. Only when I made the life of the Tzaddik difficult in that way, that's when it gets taken away. The Perush Orchos Chaim, the Shmissa Lashon says, it seems to be a Tzirah B'Chavetz Chaim. It seems to be saying two or three different things by how it works. Not our signature right now. The Nat Mechzah Meliyah, that we could, the beautiful piece from Dessler we quoted before, listen to what Dessler says. Dessler says that the Averus of Shimon does not go to Reuven, and in reality, Shimon keeps his Averus. If Reuven speaks Lashon Hara, but Shimon is a better sefer. That's what Dasa says. But rather, because Reuven spoke Lashon Hara about Shimon, then it's a siman muvam. It's a 100% raya that Reuven has this very avera. Kol haposel b'gumo, the apostle, right? Whoever says you have this, but it means he has the same problem himself. And therefore, Reuven will be punished with the avera that he spoke about. That's what Dasa said. It doesn't mean they're going to clear out the subjects of Eretz and put it on your account. What it means is the thing that you said that Shimon does wrong, Hashem is going to account it that you have rendered. You're going to have that avera on your account. Now, again, with Dessler's Mahalach, it's probably the best, the clearest, the most logical to swallow in this whole sugya. It makes the most sense as well. Let's talk about some of the other parameters as well. Is this a one strike and you're out? Is that what it means? The guy's good for a whole year, then he slips a long time and he can't hold back. It's like, oh my gosh, I have this lesson I have to tell. I got to find somebody right away. And he just lays on and slathers it up and gives a big juicy piece of lesson. Yes, that's about it. But he's good the whole year. Is that it was one strike in your arm? Is that what we're saying here? So the Imre Chaim says, based on the words of Rabbi Paul of Hamburg in the Das Kedosher, he beats over Uha Yesh, O Nechao, Nechao, says Revol Hamburg, yeah, in one moment, you can lose the whole thing. It appears that even one episode of Lashon Hara can cause one to split in the second. They say B'Shem Rechan Kriyasli in the Sefer Al Tidrichanu at the end of saying such a possibility. However, in that Orchos Chaim, I'm sure so often quoted before, he writes that the Chabad Chaim says, "Be shemutva chas v'shalom to be dahara." A person who is mutva, meaning their teva, their nature is they speak lashon hara, v'harik al tavero v'chotzi l'shalom tamid. That he does this all the time. Meaning, he says the Chabad Chaim is only a habitual speaker of lashon hara that has this punishment. It's also said B'Shem Chaim Kanievsky in the Halichos Chaim Kanievsky. What does Raga Lekach mean? So the Sefer L'Riecha Kamocha says that it's someone who's not makbid on the issue. Meaning someone who just doesn't care about lashon hara. He doesn't listen to the Chabad's Chaim Foundation videos. A Tisha B'Av. He doesn't sign up for a max on the fee. He doesn't do a halakha yomid. He's not a max on the Tisha B'Av. He just doesn't care. But I'm hold of it. It's perfectly fine. I don't care whether you want. That's what it means rather than that. Someone who just is not careful at all and not into keeping Shmir Sal Rasha. Okay. The last thing we'll discuss, since we went through the issues of these halachos, and the last major question is, or two questions, why doesn't the Chabad Chaim play this song? He mentions it here and there in Shmir Sal Rasha, but you would think, if you're the Chabad Chaim and you wanted to hammer home, don't speak Lashon Hara, would you not make this a whole chapter? In the whole Sicha, it's a Chabad Chaim, the Halachos, not Shmir Sal Rasha, but the Sefer Chabad Chaim, the Chabad Chaim is not mentioning this once. He'll count 24 in the Surah that you buy in the Sefer Lashon Hara. That he'll do. But you, if you're the Chabad Chaim, you want to write a book that was going to impress upon people, so don't speak Lashon Hara. Would you not lead with your best punch? Why would you not say this? This would obviously impact people. So listen to what Shtermbach writes, Shuvasanagas, Chelekei, Simin, Shin, Sadiba. The Shane, his Rebbe, which Shtermbach's Rebbe was, with Moshe Schneider. In London, after, before World War II, there was the Schneider's yeshiva. It was considered to be the yeshiva where Torah the family sent their children to. He, Rav Moshe Schneider, was a Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim. So listen to the following conversation. Rav Moshe Schneider told Rav Shtermbach the following, that he asked the Chafetz Chaim, why did you not highlight the words of the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, the Kol Medaber Lashon Hara in L'Chelek Olam Haba? Why did you not highlight the words of the Rambam that you speak Lashon Hara, you don't have Olam Haba? Again, if you were the Chafetz Chaim writing a book about Shmiras Halacha, why would you not put that on the cover? This is what you want to accomplish. People have to be careful. Ain't no chayav kolam hamim. Speak Lashon Hara. So the Chafetz Chaim told Moshe Schneider that I do not want to throw out a bomb like this. Meaning, if a person does this aveira, hears such harsh things, such a severe punishment, they may give up on the aveira, right? If the Rebbe comes down to him, every single day, the Rebbe is, you know, Gehenna, Me'esh, Lahav, and fire and brimstone, and every single day, and you're going to burn, and you're going to burn, you're going to burn. Eventually, the Talmid Rebbe is saying, what? It's not for me. What do I have to do with this? It's too much. It's too hard. Yiddishkeit's not for me. So the Chafetz Chaim told him about Moshe Schneider. If I tell people, whoever speaks Lashon Hara, Ein lo chel adam hara, and I just am at home again and again, then people are going to say, well, I guess I don't have a chel adam hara. So I should just back up and I'll be done. I have nothing to do with Yiddishkeit. What's the point of all this? So Shtarmbach said, and he can say the same thing over here as well. If we keep on stressing, so that's the Chafetz Chaim, you stress, and this one's going to lose this, this one's going to lose that. Again, if you don't follow Rav Dessler's very logical mahalach, and you take the mimer of the Chos Lavavos, Kipshuto, you can understand that a person is going to have Chalusha Sadas and just give up on Shemesh HaLashon. And there was the Chafetz Chaim to Moshe Schneider, says Rav Shtarmbach, interpreting our sugi here, okay, it's nice for a Tuesday night shiur in Brooklyn in the middle of the summer, but not that we have to, you know, turn into the whole essence, the whole being of Shemesh HaLashon. The last question I want to talk about is, what time is Mark? Whenever I'm done, good. That's the right answer. So, if a person speaks Lashon Hara, and then he asks for Mechila, you spoke Lashon Hara about Ruvain, and you asked for Mechila. I have a friend asking Mechila to speak Lashon Hara is a very, very big sugya. Machlok is from Tzos Halantar and the Chafetz Chaim. Whether if you speak Lashon Hara about somebody, you should go and tell them you spoke Lashon Hara about them in order to get Mechila Chalonos. Not our topic right now, perhaps for another time. But let's say you did. You went and you asked for Mechila, you spoke Lashon Hara. Does it go back? Does it transfer back after you do this?
It's the same question about Tshuva in general. Right? Tshuva on that era, he takes the assist from Yahyam, but Allah, he's going to.
Good, excellent. Very, very good. So Rishmul Shkigal writes in the Kovitz Shemir Salashon, and he says, the Chovitz Lavavla says that the Chassid sent a thank you basket, right? That one of the writers, he sent the thank you basket. We're giving me all of your mitzvahs and taking away my averos. But on the other hand, the Gemara says in Megillah that the derech of a chassid is to be mochel. Right? The derech of a chassid is to be mochel when somebody offends you. So if after the mechila everything goes back to the original owner, so again, let's play it out. The story of the Chavos Lavavos is that somebody spoke Lashon Hara about this chassid. But the Gemara says in Megillah that a chassid by nature will do what? He'll be mochel anybody who harms. So obviously, the chassid was mochel before he sent the basket. So it turns out the chassid didn't get anything. So why did he send a gift to the person who spoke Lashon Hara about him? Because obviously he was mochel. So where did he send the gift basket for? That's the kasha that he raised over here. So Rechaim Kanievsky in the Sefer Gamadi Odaka and in the Sefer Alta Dichenu says that all the mitzvahs of the averus go back to the original owner. This is where Yaakov Chaim Sofer. Yaakov Chaim Sofer is a brilliant Talmud Chacham. He's Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Kaf HaChaim in Yerushalayim. Yeshivas Kaf HaChaim was started by his Zaydi, with Yaakov Chaim Sofer, the author of the Kaf HaChaim. He's a tremendous Talmud Chacham with huge bekiyas. He has what to say on the sugi as well. So he says this, that it goes back to the owner. He says the entire cause of the switch was the Lashon Hara. But now the Lashon Hara is butzel. So everything goes back to the way it was as well.
Get the bears back, you
muscle. Yeah.
So you get the bears
back. Okay, good, good, good. So the Ben Ish Chayim has a sefer of drasha called Ben Ish Chayim. And he quotes the Marche place, the Chayim Shalashi, who says that if a person stole Lashon Hara, makes amends with the subject of Lashon Hara, and he doesn't lose out on the person's mitzvahs. This says the Ben Ish Chayim is the meaning of Avinu Malkeinu Chasveinu B'Sefer Zechuyos. Hashem writes in the book of merit. During the Yom Narayim, we should be asking for Mechila from our friends and family. And therefore, we ask that our Zechuyos that we lost from Lashon Hara should be returned because of the Mechila that was hopefully granted to us. Says the Ben Ish Chayim, Chasveinu B'Sefer Zechuyos. Put my mitzvos back in my Sefer Zechuyos. I lost them when I spoke Lashon Hara, Hashem. Put them back in because I asked for Mechila as well. The Rishtanya writes in Yal Sashachar in Vayikra. And even though you may be giving up all those zechuyos that you gained when you spoke Bashar about the person, right? The person would come to me and say, can I have mechila? But I'm thinking, whoa. You do a lot of mitzvos. Why, whoa. Let's strike a deal over here. I'm going to give you mechila. I'm going to lose all your mitzvos that I got. So says Rav Shteinman, the mechila that you give to the person is worth all of the zechuyos. To be mochel such a person is worth all the zechuyos you would have. So you can figure out the math and do the bank account on your own. But at the end of the day, you're not going to lose out.
What about the heirs? You're still getting back the heirs.
You're going to get the heirs.
Why would anyone do that?
I hear. I'm not sure. Okay. So, okay. We got to.
Can you make it tonight?
We only make it
tonight. Back pitches are worth thousand
dollars. Yeah. What happens to your heirs? What happens to your heirs then?
That's you got them back. If you can get them back, you have. In order to get the mitzvahs back, you have to get the heirs.
I hear.